Next patient is Mary Ann Conrad. The last name is C-O-N-R-A-D. This is a clinical case of a 52-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD 3A that sometimes is CKD 2. The patient has diabetes mellitus since 2012. It's 11 years with this disease. And she has been having a difficult problem controlling the blood sugar. The patient has been evaluated by Mrs. Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. And she has been placed on Mounjaro, M-U-N-J-A-R-O. And the titration of the Mounjaro has started. The patient has lost about 10 pounds of body weight. It's right now at 261 pounds. And interesting, the microalbumin creatinine ratio is just 39. Macroproteinuria does not exist, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus, that is way out of control, and we expect to get better numbers because the blood sugar and the weight loss are, the blood sugar is coming down and the weight loss is rather apparent. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Following number, the patient has hyponatremia that is associated to hyperlipidemia and hyperglycemia. Following number, hyperlipidemia with severe hypertriglyceridemia. The patient is taking Vascepa, V like in Victor, A, S, C like in Charlie, E, P, A, 1 gram twice a day. Following number, nephrolithiasis that has been remote. There is no evidence of acute episodes. Following number, a history of arterial hypertension that is very well under control. Following number, hypothyroidism that is treated with the replacement therapy. Currently, levothyroxine, 88 micrograms on daily basis. And following number, morbid obesity with a BMI above 40. Period. We spent a great deal of time doing preventive medicine with this patient. This patient has been seen by the rheumatologist, and they are thinking in the possibility of lupus. However, everything is self-inflicted. She has to become a plant-based diet patient with low sodium, and most of the complications that we have will disappear. We made a point, and we are challenging the patient to do so. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, and 5 minutes in the documentation.